worn while he chiseled regulations onto stone tablets. I looked at her sandals and at her rapidly moving arms, and I crushed my cigarette. I acted like it was no problem, and then I stared at the pages of my book, hating her and Moses, the two of them. The trouble with aggressive non-smokers is that they feel they're doing you a favor by not allowing you to smoke. They seem to think that one day you'll look back and thank them for those precious 15 seconds they've just added to your life. What they don't understand is that those are just 15 more seconds you can spend despising them and plotting revenge. Kevin and I drove his van to Long Island to pick up a load of furniture. The customers, a retired couple planning to move to Florida, had recently held a yard sale, and our job was to pick up a bed, two dressers, and a desk, and deliver them to the buyers in Brooklyn. It was an easy enough job as we were paid for travel time, and I always liked working for Kevin, riding in his truck, drinking coffee and smoking, and listening to stories about him and his communist friends. Kevin is the exception to my all-communists-are-boring rule. Kevin is fun. We drove to Long Island and entered this house where the retired couple had installed brass knockers on all of their bedroom and bathroom doors, heavy, substantial knockers, cast through